Rachel Lloyd understands why and how young girls become prostitutes. She was one of them.
I grew up with a lot of trauma and dysfunction in my family. So by the time I was like 13, I dropped out of school. I was working full time. I was working in factories and restaurants. And so I began to model and do kind of nude modeling. So I was already on the peripheral of the sex industry.
Looking for a new start, Lloyd left her home in Britain for Germany and ended up working as a hostess in a sex club in Munich. She was 17 years old.
Being runaway and homeless as a young person, just so vulnerable to an adult predator who sees you at a bus station or on the streets or wherever, and then can come in with, you know, the lure of a bed or some food or whatever. And in Germany, I mean, I was with a guy who I thought initially was a boyfriend who became my pimp, who tried to kill me.
That was a wake-up call for Lloyd. She sought help in a church on a U.S. military base in Germany.
I was helped tremendously by some of the women in the church who kind of took me in and gave me a job, and I ended up being a nanny. And so I came to the States in 97, originally as a missionary working with adult women coming out of the sex industry.
Lloyd shares her story in a memoir called Girls Like Us. It's subtitled, Fighting for a World Where Girls Are Not for Sale. An activist finds her calling and heals herself. Lloyd began that healing process by going back to school when she was 23.
Once I started getting a formal education, right, my confidence just increased so much. And I began to learn stuff that, you know, I mean, I got my undergrad in psychology and my graduate degree in applied urban anthropology. I knew that I needed that to have a level of credibility, right, because otherwise I would always be seen as, like, former prostitute Rachel Lloyd who has a story.
In 1998... with only a computer and $30, Lloyd founded the nonprofit Girls Educational and Mentoring Services, GEMS, in New York City. She says her main goal is to draw attention to the extent of the exploitation of young people.
The University of Pennsylvania did a study in 2001 that estimated 300,000 young people are at risk. So that's boys, girls, and transgender youth are at risk, at high risk for entry into the commercial sex industry. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is estimating now that around 100,000 young people are being exploited.
To help address this complicated problem, she says, GEMS takes a comprehensive approach. Outreach is the first step.
The core of our work is the direct services to girls and young women. So that looks like street outreach, outreach into detention centers anywhere, group homes anywhere where we know that there are young people at risk. And that's led by young people who've come through the program and have now graduated. And so they're, you know, obviously the best advocates and the best kind of peer mentors for girls who may be like nervous about speaking up or ashamed or feel like they can never tell anyone.
But rescuing young girls from the sex trade, Lloyd says, goes beyond just providing them with a hot meal, someone to talk to, and a safe place to stay. It empowers them as well.
Girls come to GEMS, counseling, housing, shelter, job training, education, family support, if girls can go home. So we have, at any given time, we've got like 13 girls living with us. We have poetry programming and creative therapy, art therapy and cooking groups and youth leadership skills and public speaking group. And right, I mean, we have the same things that other young people get in like after school programs.
GEMS also tries to change the way society views the survivors of sexual exploitation. Lloyd considers that a critical element of rehabilitation.
If you feel like your family, your community, your place of employment, everyone is always going to look at you as a prostitute, right, and you're scorned and you're shamed for that, then you might as well stay, because what's the point in trying to move forward if people are always going to look down at you?
GEMS also advocates for legislative change. In 2008, Lloyd says proudly, her organization played a key role in lobbying New York legislators to pass a new law.
We actually passed the first law in the country's Safe Harbor for Exploited Youth Act, which means that young people under the age of 16 can't be charged with an act of prostitution. It becomes a child protective issue as opposed to a juvenile detention issue. You know, since we passed our Safe Harbor, five other states have passed Safe Harbor legislation too. I would like to see every state in the country pass legislation like that.
Rachel Lloyd says with changes in laws and attitudes, many young victims will be able to escape a life of prostitution and exploitation. Many more, she hopes, will be given the attention, love, and support to not ever experience it. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.